But this is what I heard. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall wax worse and worse and away, but those that seek him diligently shall remain and be strong. They shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. That's that green leaf. They shall bring forth abundantly in this much due season. Now, we talked about this last night. I said, we got to hear this again. Well, you're going to have your faith developed again. Somebody say, in this much due season. Say it one more time. You got to get it in your spirit. This much due season. Look at somebody and say, this is a much due season in every way. What is a much due season? Some people think it's just an overdue season. Most definitely it's an overdue season, but a much due season that you can do much in this season. Amen. That you got much due to you in this season. Somebody say, this is a much due season for me. Receive that right now in Jesus' name. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I look out for the devil. Amen. Anything that calls you not to rejoice and be glad in this day is the devil, and it's a thief. It's the devil and it's a thief. You got to position yourself around the righteous and around the faithful and people that are in the joy of the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. But you got a much due season here. God's going to do much in it. You're going to do much. Whatsoever you do in this season shall prosper. Because you're going to do the thing that God tells you to do. You're not going to be sidetracked. You're not going to be sidestepping. And we've learned about those seemeth good to me ideas. So we don't have any time for that. All we want is the word of God. Don't have to rethink it. We just got to walk in his word, walk in his will, and walk in his provision. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. And somebody say, why is he talking about this again? Because that's what the ministry is all about. Amen. It's hearing from heaven. And ministering that word until you get another one. Preach it again, and preach it again, and preach it again, and preach it again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is your supply. Amen. We should talk this word up enough to where you have it in your heart, to where you have it in your mouth, to where you start to confess it out of your mouth, to where when the devil comes at you with something contrary to the word for this season, you can combat it. In scripture, you can combat it. This is my much due season. You know what? So you got to watch out. People say, slow down. No. Step out. Amen. This is a much due season. Amen. Don't try to do too much. Pace yourself. No, this is a much due season. Yes. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Get your life back. Stop letting the devil destroy your life with an unstable emotionalism and all this stuff. People that don't want to walk with God steal your life. You better have to walk in your life. People that don't want to walk with God, they're going to want to do things that's not right. They want to do things that's in the world. They want to do things that the devil. If they want to go off in that way, let them go. But as for me, I'm going to take hold of the reins of life. I'm not going to let the devil cause me to run in rebellion and rampantness. What do you mean rebellion and rampantness? By the wiles of the flesh and all these other things and all this mess. I'm going to take hold of the word of God. I'm going to take hold of the prayer language. I'm going to take hold of worship. I'm going to take hold of joy. I'm going to take hold of everything that brings me life. Amen. That's how you take hold of the reins of life. You take hold of the things that bring life and get rid of the things that bring death. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Well, sin is just missing the best for God for you. Missing, walking outside of the plan of God for your life, walking outside of the thing he set up, walking outside of the will of God. If God gave you the word, if he's given you a word, see, you got to learn to take a word for yourself. That's my word. That's my word, but I believe it's your word too. And you got to hear it for your own spirit and with your own heart so you can walk in it. And then you got to walk in it as you're walking in the will of God. So as I'm walking outside of this word for my life, I know that's sin for me. Oh, yeah, that's sin for me if I walk outside of what he has for me in this word concerning God's best for my life. The devil's a liar.